It's too much. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 323. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. How are you today? I'm glad you're here. Welcome. Today we're going to read Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your protection. I thank you, God, that you watch out for us. I thank you, God, that you're aware of everything that takes place in our lives. And I appreciate your being there. I pray, God, that you would teach us as we read today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. For I considered all this in my heart, so that I could declare it all, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they see before them. All things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good, the clean, and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that one thing happens to all. Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. But for him who is joined to the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Go, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity. For that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. For man also does not know his time. Like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare, so the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun. And it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment, and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom, and he shows everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your post, for conciliation pacifies great offenses. There is an evil I have seen under the sun as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place. I have seen servants on horses while princes walk on the ground like servants. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever breaks through a wall will be bitten by a serpent. He who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and he who splits wood may be endangered by it. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom brings success. A serpent may bite when it is not charmed. The babbler is no different, The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. A fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is to be. Who can tell him what will be after him? The labor of fools wearies them, for they do not even know how to go to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Because of laziness the building decays, and through idleness of hands the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything. Do not curse the king, even in your thought. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. Well, beloved, at the end of our last reading in Ecclesiastes, the end of chapter 8, Solomon had said that after setting his mind on understanding wisdom, after watching what happens here on earth, he concluded that it's impossible for man to understand it all. And this is coming from the wisest man that ever lived. And the beginning of our reading today began with the words, "So I considered all of this carefully, examining all of it. The righteous and the wise and their deeds are in God's hand." I've discovered in my life that this is a good place to be. Before Jesus left this world, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid." If we try to make sense out of the world as Solomon did, we'll become like he did. We'll become cynical and jaded. Solomon spent many years in pursuit of the things the world tells us will bring happiness, and near the end he threw in the towel and he said, "It's too much. I can't understand." When I was a few years younger, when I was many years younger, during the Jesus freak days of the late 60s and early 70s, there was a popular bumper sticker around that said, "Let go and let God." Of course, like most bumper stickers, that's overly simplistic, but it fits in our discussion here. When we are willing to admit that we're not in control, that it's all in God's hands, it becomes easier to let go and let God. Jesus came to give us peace, which is good, since all the things that the world says will give us peace fall sadly short. It's good to remember that I'm not God, which is good, because I don't want the job. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to finish the book of Zechariah by reading chapters 8 through 14. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.